As I was studying our reading from Jeremiah this week, I was reminded of a quote often attributed to Martin Luther. If I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree. What I hear in these words is a trust in God's providence, that even if the world seems to be going to pieces around us, we can have faith that the world is still in God's hands, that there will be a future, even if it is not the future we expected or prepared for. And along with that faith, there is a commitment to keep on doing our own work in the midst of whatever is going on around us. It's about not losing hope, not giving up, but continuing to plant seeds. Seeds of learning and teaching, seeds of praying and studying, seeds of caring for one another and preparing for our future together. Planting and building is also a theme in the book of Jeremiah. If you remember reading the beginning of Jeremiah's story a few weeks ago, God called him to be a prophet to the nations, to pluck up and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. From the beginning, God knows what Jeremiah quickly learns, that he will be required to speak hard words of judgment to powerful people, and that he will also speak comfort and healing. Today, we've come to the part of the story where the words of judgment are coming to pass. The small nation of Judah is suffering exactly the fate that Jeremiah had predicted. The capital city, Jerusalem, is under siege. Soon, the nation will be conquered by Babylon, its leaders and elites taken into exile, leaving the remaining citizens under occupation. And Jeremiah himself is in prison, being punished for the words of truth he has spoken to people in power. It is into this moment, when things seem to be going to pieces, that God speaks to Jeremiah. Your cousin is coming to offer to sell you land. I want you to buy it. At first glance, it makes little sense to buy land when the future looks so bleak. And is this really the kind of thing that God is concerned about during siege? What good will it do Jeremiah to own a field if the country is conquered and he is imprisoned? But all along, God has promised that the exile in Babylon is not the end for Israel. In time, God's people will return to their land and rebuild their temple. Jeremiah's investment in the future is a symbol of God's promise that there is a future for Jeremiah and for Israel. Even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree. There is actually no evidence that Martin Luther ever said this. It's sometimes attributed to Martin Luther King Jr., but he didn't say it either. It may, however, have come out of the Confessing Church in Germany, the Lutheran splinter group of which Dietrich Bonhoeffer was one of the leaders, who remained true to the Christian faith in opposition to the Nazi regime. They used these words to inspire hope and perseverance in their challenging work and dangerous truth-telling. Certainly, their world was going to pieces around them, their people caught up in a cycle of oppression and fear, hatred and violence. But they persevered in their faith, doing what they knew to be necessary to be faithful to the gospel, trusting that the future was in God's hands and that there would be a future for their people beyond what was happening at that moment. It may not be certain, but I really like the idea that this quote started in the Confessing Church movement, as they did their best to follow Jesus in frightening and unstable times. One thing that became clear in our Church Becoming listening groups that we held in May and June is that we are carrying a lot of anxiety. We too are feeling a lot of concern about the world that we are in, where we are going, and what is happening, and also for our congregation in the midst of all of this. Into our concern for the future, Jeremiah speaks a word of hope and perseverance. For Jeremiah, this hope is as certain as the Babylonian armies at the gate. For us, too, this hope is certain as the Delta variant of the coronavirus that is sweeping through nations and states, as certain as the political unrest and division in our country. Even, dare I say, our hope is as certain as the climate change that seems to threaten our very future on this planet. Because God is invested in the future of humanity and the future of this world that God loves. Dr. Frank Yamada of McCormick Seminary in Chicago writes that those who observe Jeremiah's purchase of land are witnesses to the future that the Lord has announced through Jeremiah's prophetic action. Perilous times require the faithful to put into embodied action the hope that God has announced. What would it mean for us to live as witnesses to the future that God has announced? The future in which God's vision of mercy and justice for all, of peace and well-being for all, is fully realized. How might we embody our hope for God's world in our actions, living into the future that God has imagined for us here at All Saints in Albuquerque, New Mexico? We know that things have changed and things are still changing. We don't know what the next years will hold for us in our society or our church. The future we are moving into is not necessarily the future we expected or prepared for. But we know that we are held in God's hands. We know that God will be with us, guiding us and loving us and calling on us. And we know that we, like Jeremiah, like Luther, like the Confessing Church, and so many saints who have gone before us, are called to be faithful in our obedience to God and our readiness to plant another tree for God's future. Thanks be to God. Amen.